Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
This is where you are. It is 657 AM, a Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Swangile Mofokeng if you just joined us. This is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. And I promised the family that I will be talking to Pastor Gladwell Zabani. We're talking about common challenges that are there in marriage. Muruti, how are you doing today?
I am blessed of the Lord and very strong. Thank you so much, ma'am. How are you?
I'm so blessed, Muruti. I can't complain. There's no reason why I would complain. Ni vandag ni. Not after yesterday as I was celebrating my birthday. So no. And it has kickstarted a whole 2 weeks that's coming of celebrations. So bon. Yeah, there's no way I should be complaining. God is so good. I'm in a new year. When everybody else is still stuck, or most people are still stuck in 2021, I'm already in 2022. Muruti, pulling your leg right there. Are you good?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Man, I'm good, and I'm blessed with the Lord. Yeah, enjoying, you know, myself in the presence of the Lord in the month of the wife.
Amen to that. And they're beautiful and handsome. The wife is beautiful and handsome.
Absolutely.
Muruti, we are talking common challenges in relationships and marriages today. Mm-hmm. There's one common, I said to the family, I think we should start with that one. And the causes of that, you know, where you find a couple having the same fight. They can't go beyond, you know, they can't fight outside. It's always the same. You know, they are stuck in these, maybe one point, one thing, one matter. They are stuck in that. When the other partner thinks, oh, now we got it, we can move forward, the other one brings it up again. And it's been months, almost a year, with the same thing. And you hear another one saying, I can't respond to the same thing over and over. I told you. as one gets irritable with the other, like, I told you, I responded like this, I said this. So why would we keep going around in circles? Aren't we going to come out of this? What causes that when a couple finds themselves fighting over the same things over and over again?
Yeah, you see, what causes that is actually disillusionment. And what I mean by disillusionment in marriage is two things, actually. Disillusionment and disenchantment. These are the two main causes of such a situation. The disillusionment condition is a condition of being dissatisfied or defeated in expectation or hope. Hmm. Meaning that you are in your marriage, you are in a place where you are dissatisfied about a number of things or about one particular thing, you know. And then, like you rightfully mentioned, you know, as a couple, you've tried addressing that issue over and over again, but you can't seem to get to a place where the manner in which it is addressed satisfies you. So you end up in a place of defeat, feeling defeated. In expectation, meaning that, you know, when you entered into marriage, you had certain expectations that things will go this way, and you expected that your marriage life will be fashioned in this particular way. But then, as and when, you know, things unfold and things happen, and then this dissatisfaction comes about as a result of, you know, going around the same issue, then, you know, your expectations become defeated. Your hope becomes defeated. In other words, you basically lose hope in the marriage. You basically lose hope in your partner. You lose hope in your union together as a couple. And that particular issue actually causes, you know, people to keep going around, you know, in circles around the same issue because the manner in which that issue gets to be addressed doesn't
it's not satisfactory in a satisfactory manner. Okay.
Absolutely.
So the other party is the one that's not satisfied.
Well, in some cases, it's the one party that is not satisfied. In some cases, it's both parties not satisfied. Because remember, here, you're dealing with expectations. And your expectations as a couple might be different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when those expectations are different, that's what is actually going to, you know, leave you feeling defeated, leave you feeling hopeless.
Mm.
That, you know, this particular matter can actually be resolved ultimately. So you end up, you know, losing hope, and, you know, even in your marriage, and your behavior starts to show,
hmm.
you know. You lose interest in a lot of things. You lose interest in sex. You lose interest in you know, spending time together. You lose interest in even, you know, what your partner is saying, or the things that your partner is trying to get, you know, the two of you to be involved in. You just lose interest in things.
Hmm.
And so you are disillusioned at that stage. You've lost all hope. You've lost expectation. You're feeling defeated. Because of the dissatisfaction. And you just somehow cannot seem to find a way, you know, to help you address those issues in a satisfactory manner.
Mm.
So, meaning that each time you try to address it, you come out dissatisfied, or you both come out dissatisfied, or the one party comes out dissatisfied. And so that creates that particular problem where now, the spark begins to go out, you know, it dies down in the marriage.
So now if we find ourselves in such a, I nearly said a merry-go-round, but if we find ourselves going in circles and not coming out of this, and it's frustrating for the one party, and actually it's frustrating for both, because the other one wants a satisfactory response, but they're not getting it. And so the other one feels like, I have said everything. I don't know what more do you want from me. And so if we find ourselves in such, what should be the solution? What can be done in that?
Yeah, the first thing would be to seek help.
Okay.
Because clearly, for you as a couple to reach that stage, it's a clear indication that you both cannot arrive at an amicable solution that proves to be satisfactory to both of you. And so, you know, help is needed in that instance. You do need to seek counseling.
Mm-hmm.
You do need to seek somebody who can come in and advise. Because remember, Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, the Bible says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge.
Mm.
So you need to consider the possibility that there could be, you know, things that you're not aware of, or things that you don't know. And, you know, in a counseling session, those things could be brought to your attention, and you could learn things that, you know, either you were not aware of, or some of the things, not that you've not been aware, but you've been oblivious to these things, and perhaps the extent to which they impact your relationship together as husband and wife. So that would be the first step, to say, let's seek to get a neutral perspective, someone who can come in and look at things from a neutral standpoint and be able to say, this is what I identify, this is what I see. Because the challenge there, which will link up with the second step that I want to come to, is you know, it's the challenge of insisting on having things done my way.
Huh.
Because if you start talking about dissatisfaction,
uh-huh.
the question then is, what actually satisfies a married person in general?
Huh.
And then that then drives you to look into the possibility that, could it be that you are so set in your ways and your beliefs that you are not willing to even consider other things apart from what you believe in, or apart from, you know, the way that you think and the way that you see life.
Hmm.
And so it becomes important to stop for a moment and say, wait a minute, is my approach actually working for us?
Hmm.
Now it's important, you know, the key word there being working, you know, the key phrase actually being working for us, because I'm not talking about things that are right or wrong here. I'm talking about things that work for a couple.
Mm.
For example, when it comes to finances, people may disagree on the methods of handling finances.
Mm.
And in that kind of a disagreement, the one person believes, no, my method
is the best.
It works. You know, and the other one thinks, no, it's my method that works. You know, and so now there's no right or wrong there per se, but what is happening is, you know, can we identify a method that works for both of us?
Mm-hmm.
And so that becomes a process that must be worked on to say, I must be willing to consider the other point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I must be willing to consider doing things in a different way. I must be willing to consider that perhaps we are stuck in this situation because I'm insisting so much that things happen my way, you know?
Mm.
And if both partners do that on their own, then, you know, ultimately the marriage and the relationship wins because then, you know, it allows for the two individuals to be ready and prepared to compromise certain things.
Mm.
For the sake of, you know, arriving at a solution that works for both of them as a couple.
Hmm.
So that becomes very, very important. Now, in such situations, I must also highlight, it becomes easier for many people to say, let's pray about it.
Yeah.
Which is important to pray,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just pray and leave it at that, you're still sitting with a problem. Because now you're expecting the prayer to do things that you should be doing yourself.
So you're not taking any part in it.
You're not taking any part in it.
Okay.
You're just expecting the Lord to come in and just...
Sort it all out.
Sort it all out for you, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that is also one other thing that, you know, we have to be willing of. I must be willing to say, yes, I'm going to pray about it. And I'm going to seek the Lord's guidance and the Lord's direction. But at the same time, I'm willing to do what is necessary to make things work for us. In other words, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to give up certain things. Because there are some things that we hold on to so tightly that actually interfere with, you know, the relationship and the marriage and rendering it not working. So we need to be very, very cautious of that. So those are the things that, you know, some of the things that can be done by a couple.
Okay.
To look into that. The other thing is to, of course, engage in open communication about it.
Okay. Now, there are also issues of lack of trust.
Lack of fun.
Trust.
Oh, trust.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
yeah. No, yeah. Yes.
Does it necessarily come because the other party acted in a certain way that would make the other one not to trust them? Or they come because the person generally doesn't trust, where you find there's no trust. You know, the person cannot rest when their partner is not in the house or with them, where they see them.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you raised that point. It's actually not a question of the other partner, you know, acting in bad faith or doing things in ways that justify the other partner not to trust them.
Mm.
Neither that, nor is it the point that you just mentioned where a person just generally doesn't trust.
Mm.
The challenge actually in that regard is in us trying to build relationship on the basis of trust.
Okay.
Because number one, no human being.
So we shouldn't, because that's what we say. We say we cannot have it. If there's no trust, there's no relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we say. Yeah, if you can't trust me, so why are you with me? So we cannot have the relationship. So,
you know, so, but then if you look at that statement that we normally cling to, you see, that's one of the things that we need to learn to let go of.
Uh huh.
Because if you look at that statement, we cling to it with all our mind. But if you really look deep into it, it's saying, I expect you to behave in a way that will make me trust you.
Okay.
And the truth is that no human being on the face of the earth can actually fit into those shoes.
Okay.
There's no human being on the face of the earth who can behave.
So we are building our relationships on a wrong foot altogether when we are building it on trust. Are you
Absolutely.
Saying that? Okay.
Absolutely.
So what is the right one?
The right one is...
I'm laughing because you should have seen my face. Like, because, yeah. If there's no trust, so why are you with me?
Yeah, no, look. We shouldn't actually build it on trust at all because, number one, you're dealing with a human being here. You're dealing with mankind.
Okay.
Whom the Bible acknowledges that is capable of lying and is capable of changing their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Numbers 23, verse 19.
Mm.
So now, you've got to be realistic enough to realize that I'm not dealing with someone who is flawless here.
Okay.
This person is capable of making mistakes. The other thing is, you've got to learn to sort things out in your mind, your beliefs, in such a way that you don't hold on to a thinking that says, I can understand certain mistakes, but there are these other ones that I totally cannot understand, you know. So, once again, it's a question of expectations that are not based on fact.
Mm-hmm.
And so we shouldn't actually be doing that. We should actually be saying, I'm going to love you, and I'm going to be in this relationship with you, regardless of the fact that, or the reality that, you and I are both capable of making mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are both capable of missing the mark.
Okay.
And so, when if it does happen that we do miss the mark.
Okay. A quick. Okay. Let me allow you to finish so I can take a family member on the line.
No, let's take a family member.
Okay. Hello to you, my family.
Hi, Sisi Sibongi Lelija.
Ay, kunzima la ekhaya. No, hayi.
Hayi, akukho nzima. Thina yithi esenza ukuthi kube nzima.
Eish,
Mfundisi, kuninjani lapho?
Siyaphila, baba Nkosi, ninjani nina, baba?
Hayi, siyaphila, mfundisi wami. Usisi Sibongile uthi kunzima. Sisi Sibongile, uma ungathi kulayithe idlophu, wagibela esitulweni wafuna ukuliphuphutha. Alinawucisha.
No.
Kuzofuneka uthole iswitch la ikhona
khona. Yes, it's because it's not a candle anyway. Yes.
Ya, manje, zonke izinto uma uzenza ngendlela okungasiyo, ziba nzima. Uyabona sisi Sibongile, ziningi izinto ezikhostale question oyibuzile. Okokuqala, kuyenzeka uthole ukuthi uma sithi siyachazulula mina nawe, mina ngiyazivikela ngokukhuluma amagama engaziyo ukuthi angeke uphinde ungibuze ngale nto.
Yo, okay.
Then isazovuka le nto ngoba ayichazululekanga. Yeah. Then number two, yiyo le umfundisi kayishoyo yokufuna ukuthi umuntu athembele kuwe. Then number three, yile yokufuna ukushintsha umuntu. Lo muntu nilwa ngento owaziyo ukuthi umthole vele anjalo. Mara wena ufuna ukumshintsha. Ngizohlalela ukulwa. Umuntu akashintshwa sisi Sibongile. Mthanda njalo. Ungathi ngifuna ayeke 1, 2, and 3. Umthola njalo lo muntu. Umthande anjalo. Ya. Ngoba kube bowufuna 1, 2, and 3, ngaba uzange umshade from ekuqaleni.
You should have kept it, your distance, or decided, I'm not getting married as long as, like, you are the, like, guna this. Yeah.
Yebo, manje so umshadile, manje so bomshadelana ucabanga ukuthi uzamshintsha. Angeke. Ngiyakumshintsha sisi Sibongile. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Babu Nkosi. Family, you can be part of our discussion as well and share your comments. Babu Nkosi is talking about what we were talking about when people keep going back to the same what do you call them again? Challenges or fights over and over again. And he says sometimes that the other party will use words that won't allow the other party, the one who's receiving, to respond.
Yeah.
Shoguti, they will be so, either, when I heard that, what came into my mind is rude words, harsh words, and you're forming a wall, you know, around you, so that the other one doesn't say a word after that. Yeah. And I don't think that's love. Number two, he says, you know, when you want that other person to be, or when you want that person, the other one to trust you, And it's not, or it shouldn't be like that. It's exactly what we're talking about now with Muruti. And he says, one other thing, people are trying to change others. It won't work. You can't change a person. If you found them like that and you decided I'm getting married to them like that, then know that there's no way that you can change a person.
Yeah.
Show Muruti.
No, absolutely. Look,
having my own project, so I'm like, I'll pray and fast. Yeah. And after 3 weeks, she will be who I want her to be.
Yeah. I like the point that he's raising on the word that we use, because, you know, one of the things that we use is to make the other person feel guilty.
Mm.
Because I know once you feel guilty, you're not going to want to raise that subject ever again.
Mm.
So I got to find a way to say certain things to you that will make you feel so guilty, or to manipulate the blame to you.
Mm.
Yeah. So that you end up deciding, hey, no.
Or be afraid.
Or be afraid.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't say anything after I've said what I want to say. It's me or the highway. It's my way or the highway.
And that only serves to contribute in making the question of dissatisfaction worse.
Hmm.
You know, because the more a person sees it that way, the more they become dissatisfied.
Hmm.
They might not respond because they are afraid of saying things, or they feel guilty, or, you know, whatever the case might be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fact of the matter is that deep down inside they are dissatisfied.
Mm.
And so the relationship is definitely going to be hampered one way or the other.
Sure. Okay, let's take a break and come back to talk to you some more. I know there are many of these challenges that are there. Okay, let me quickly read this. Obit James Ferdinand van Zyl says, Dumela Muruti Gladwell, the word 2 Timothy 2, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife, and a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient. Wow, as well. So thank you so much for those words. I think and I believe that we need to remember these when we are with our spouses. Hey, we're coming back. In the background there, Felicia Marian. Jesus is my master. May he be your master even in your relationships and marriages.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Family, those are awesome sounds coming there from Felicia Marian. Jesus is my master. We're sitting on 11 minutes just before 2. Family, reminding you that you can now list your business on the Radio Pulpit website. Packages on our brand new online business directory start from 1,500 per year. And yes, my family, you can register now to receive pre-launch discounts and added value in the form of jingles and an interview on Radio Pulpit. Will you partner with Radio Pulpit as a trusted brand and reach more than 400,000 loyal listeners? Send an email with the word register to gospel@radiopulpit.co.za and we will contact you.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
657 AM, it is a heart to heart with me, Swangile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We gave you Felicia Marion, and I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Gladwell Zabani. We're talking about common challenges that are there in relationships and in marriages. And so I see a family member there, Muruti. I see Sis Pindile. Let's hear her voice note before we can proceed.
Yeah, topic, yeah, so profound topic. It happened. No two, nisa sebu mnyameni, and then when I besige utholu kanya.
Yeah.
What I have learned with that part. Jomba ashilu babunko suguti, you will never change him. Into ongayenza wena is to change yourself.
Okay.
Ngoba manje mawufuna ukuthi abe ngalendlela and the worst because angithi benise bumnyameni no two uyakwazi nawe so umuntu okhona ukuchange omunye umuntu it's only one lo ochange thina naye ngakhona ukumchange not ukuthi umsebenzi wethu wena hamba ngendlela athumeke kubheka. No man have a ukruma in. I have learned something. E humbleness. Ungabi. Ngoba omunyu muntu. Uya chinja. Mawufunugulibe umchanja. Uzo gina chinja wena. Ngoba. Nizo gina ningena gu argument. But once ukulunkulunkulu for e wisdom. Uba humble kuyo yonke into. At the end, it can happen umuwin, but not with your own power.
Okay.
Only God can change. So let us wait ngesikhathi sika uNkulunkulu, not ngesikhathi sakho. Amen.
Ah, thank you so much, Sispindile. Sispindile says, sometimes you meet a person when you do not know Christ. People have met without knowing Christ, both of them, and then the other one gives their lives to Christ. Then she says, don't try to change the other one because now you have found Christ or you've been found by Christ. You rather work on yourself. Work on yourself. Let them be in awe of who you have become ever since you found Christ, because there's nobody that can change another except for the Lord Jesus Christ, who has changed our lives. And she's talking about being humble, you know, being humble in a relationship that can win another person. Murut.
Yeah, no, look, that's true. We should not, once we have seen the light and come to know Christ, then want to make the other person, you know, force them to see things our way. We should actually be working on ourselves to say, now that I know Christ, I'm going to use the word of God in prayer to allow God to work on me to make me a better person so that I can be better able to relate with my partner.
Okay. Now, there's also a lack of boundaries. Should there be boundaries, especially in marriages, in relationships? I believe there are boundaries, I hope, because the two are not staying together. But when you're staying with your partner, should there be boundaries?
When you say boundaries, I would need you to explain a bit more, just to...
Like that you find the other one tampering with the things that the other feels uncomfortable with. Should there be anything like that where I have my own, I need my own space? There are many boundaries though in life as we have had. There are financial boundaries, there are emotional boundaries. And so should there be any of those in marriage?
Yeah, no, absolutely. They should be there. I know that a lot of Christian people believe that once you're married...
You're one in everything. I mean, like the two.
Yeah, there should be absolute transparency and you know. And that is not necessarily true.
Okay.
It's what we desire and what we view as the ideal situation. But it is not in practice, in truth.
Okay, wait, Muruti, right there. How far should these boundaries be? Can I keep some secrets to myself and not tell my spouse?
No, before
and
we
not,
get there.
And not allow him or her to chase after me, to pest after me, to getting to know that secret that I have. Can I? Okay, before we get there?
Yeah, we need to look at it from a different perspective. Because, you know, we need to look at it this way. Getting married to a person doesn't take away the fact that they are still a unique and distinct individual. You've got to allow that person to be who they are, right? And not try to change them, because that's where the boundaries get mixed up right there and the lines get blurred. Because now, you know, we are married, but we are still two distinct individuals with different likes and dislikes. So once we understand that, it teaches us to respect, for instance, each other's privacy. It teaches us to respect each other's feelings. It teaches us to respect each other's viewpoint in life. It teaches us to respect each other's likes and dislikes and things of that nature. That then helps us to say, for me not to interfere or to cross the line beyond, you know, my spouse's privacy. And that will include things like, you know, some of the things that you mentioned, especially the phone, the gadget, are the ones that are really causing a problem.
So there should be boundaries around those devices?
Absolutely. There should be boundaries and absolute respect for it. I mean, look, your phone is yours, right? And I should respect that this is your phone, and whatever is in there, it's yours, and it's for you and for your eyes and ears, unless you want to show me some of the things or to reveal some of the things to me. But for me to dig into your privacy, for me to go around, you know, behind your back and start digging, and that's what a lot of people are fighting about, you know. And so those things were not really meant for your eyes and ears. And I know some people might say, well, if you're saying that, now are you saying that, you know, we must license everyone to do as they please and hide things? No, that's not what I'm saying. A true Christian is not looking for a way to do things and get away with them that they know they shouldn't be doing. A true Christian is looking for a way to completely get away from such things and do things right.
Okay.
But that does not in any way license me to police you, because the Word of God has not given me that license. You know, God has not given me a license to police anyone or to make sure that I make other people live right.
Okay.
that's what we need to understand.
Okay, but then when it comes to boundaries, I think trust issues are an issue right there.
Yeah, no, definitely. They are going to become an issue. But the issue is not actually the boundaries.
Okay.
the issue is, once again, the expectation.
Okay.
That I should trust you if you and I are in love.
All right. Let's take a break one more and come back with Prophet Letwell Zabani.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.